I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is, one, best bets are going to move up a little bit because we're going to move up best bets next segment because... Tyler is thinking about you, the people. He wants to make sure you get enough time in to get these bets in, and there's a limited amount of games, and Tyler doesn't have the heart to go and put some money on WNBA and look out and bang. That was some great betting opportunities there as well, but there are only about four games today, and two of them are going on right now. By the way, I believe the Mariners are up. They were up 2-0 last I saw. They can take this lead down to under two games if they hold on to this win. Actually, it's 2-1 now against the White Sox. But there are only two other games, and they start at 5:40 and at 6:15. So Tyler is thinking about you when he's doing best bets, so we'll move that up a little bit earlier.
Always got the Drive family on my mind, you know?
I know you do. Mm-hmm. I know you do. So we'll move that up earlier coming up next segment, so stay tuned for that. But, again, a lot of people are just getting off work. Around the 5 o'clock time frame, and I'll let you know the big news of the day. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was carted off, had an apparent knee injury. Last thing we've heard was that he will get an MRI done, and then they will kind of look and evaluate him moving forward. It didn't look good. It doesn't sound good, and I would imagine that he would at least potentially miss some significant time. We have discussed this a lot today with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Again, if you're wondering what guys are behind him, Jimmy Ward kind of up in the air with his ankle or his foot injury that he is recovering from the offseason, and as well the legal concerns. M.J. Stewart, now he was the one who got the bulk of the snaps after he went down. Jalen Reed, who's been injured but the sixth-round pick out of Penn State, had a pretty good camp. Jalen Petrie, obviously, has had some history of playing in that spot. And then Rush Yeast, he is the last person on the depth chart. He had an interception, though, today, so good for Russ. But that seems to be the situation for you. What do you think is the likely, Clint, for those just jumping in, the likely person to be the replacement for C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Well, we'll see next week. According to Sean Pendergast, that's when Jimmy Ward's court date is, I guess. And so we'll see if his legal issues are behind him and if his injury is up to speed. I would imagine at some point, that he would be an option. So I think that's the obvious one. That's the easy answer right there. I mean, I think you plug him in and you don't get the C.J., Gardner-Johnson level player. You don't get the guy that won a Super Bowl last year, but you do get a veteran that's seen a lot, that's versatile, that can play different positions, that's vocal, that can do some things. Now, we'll see if he can stay healthy. So I think that's one. And then, to me, look, I think they've done a great job of building this roster with players that have great instincts and at the safety, nickel defender, corner position, in the DB room, I think they've done a good job beyond, really, Derek Stingley Jr. of finding players that again can play multiple positions. Hell, I mean, if you just look at the practice report today, Kamari Lassiter's covering guys in the slot quite a bit. His ability to play nickel, I think, is it gives you one avenue of replacing a guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson by moving Kamari Lassiter to a nickel position and sliding Jalen Petrie back to safety. Always Miles Bryant, who is a guy they really, really trust, has been with the squad and got a lot of run recently over the last couple of years.
That seems to be the player you think may really.
Well, I think they really like him. I do think they really like him, and he can play multiple positions. He's trustworthy, and so that is an option. And I think they're excited about the ability to move these guys around, and so this just gives you the opportunity or a bigger opportunity to move guys around, maybe even a need to move guys around and have guys play in different positions. Bottom line is you've got great football players in this secondary that could be answers one way or another to fill in the void of no C.J. Gardner-Johnson, however long he ends up being out. Now, how you want to go about it, that's yet to be seen. But I think they've got several options as you talk player names, and I think they've got several options as, you know, movement at different positions to fill that void. So I think it's obviously hurts. I don't want to minimize that by any means, but I think the Texans got a lot of dudes that play with big-time instinct that can play multiple positions that'll fill the void. And you got a defensive coordinator in D'Amico Ryans that has done, I don't want to say more or less because I don't want to disrespect or minimize anybody, but he has called and constructed really good defenses with lesser DBs than what he's going to have.
Yeah, I think he's a top five defensive coach in football, and we've seen him be able to devise game plans with guys, and he still has some dudes back there that will allow him to be able to work around.
Yep.
You know, guys that aren't up to the C.J. Gardner-Johnson quality of player. Also, at training camp today, as we saw the running back situation, we saw Damian Pierce return. We saw Christian Harris return yesterday. Those were walkthroughs. Today was full pads in a scrimmage-like environment, Clint. There was no Nick Chubb. He didn't practice for a second day in a row after taking a shot to the head and leaving with the trainer on Tuesday. Cam Robinson, leg injury. He did not practice again. And then Jalen Reed, who we talked about, could be involved in the replacement for Gardner Johnson. He didn't practice with an ankle issue. Damian Pierce, Christian Harris also didn't practice today. They didn't go in pads. There was a wonder, would they practice for the first time in full pads? They did not. So that was the injury situation. Running backs, man, it was Dare, it was Woody Marks, it was Gerard Jordan, because, you know, your top three guys are out. But I would say, before we move on, it is hard not to mention Xavier Hutchinson. I think for many people, we talked to Sean, he said he was the best player on the field today for camp, and he's been doing that here for the last couple of weeks. This week's been a really good week for Xavier Hutchinson, just a guy we've been hearing about a little bit here lately, and this was big for him. He had big chunk plays during camp and practice today.
He's going to make it impossible for them to cut him. He's going to play every special teams. He's going to embrace the dirty parts of playing wide receiver. He's going to make plays when the opportunity presents themselves, damn near every time an opportunity presents itself. He's going to play well with whether it's a preseason, regular season, postseason game. He's going to play well whether it's first string, second string, third, fourth string quarterback. He's super quarterback friendly, and days like this are literally going to make it impossible to cut the guy. You can like other guys because they're tangibly they're better and the ceilings are higher and they can do this or that, or there may be one rep where a guy separates better than Xavier Hutchinson, so you fall in love with that, but you're always going to come back to the guy that makes plays. You're always going to come back to the guy you can depend on. You're always going to come back to the guy that's quarterback friendly. And Xavier Hutchinson has gotten enough opportunity over the couple of few years, three years that he's been here, that they trust him, they believe in him, and that he is exactly what you want in a depth receiver. And hell, he's what you want, really, to be honest with you, and all of your ball handlers on the offensive side of the football is when you get in a game, you go make plays. He had a hell of a day, and he's having a hell of a camp.
Yep. So, Xavier Hutchinson, big day on what was a tough day with C.J. Gardner-Johnson going down. Again, when we have more updates, we will let you know that as soon as possible.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros, they dropped the finale with the Marlins yesterday, 6-4. Spencer Arrighetti returned to the mound, up and down day, 3 2/3, 11 hits, and he gave up 5 earned runs. I will say 9 of those hits were singles. 4 of those hits were infield singles. There was an error mixed in there. So it was a weird pitching line, but you know, there was some good there as well. 16 swing and misses from Spencer Arrighetti. 5 strikeouts. Had pretty good control of his off-speed pitches after not pitching for over 120 days. So it looked good there, but they did fall, Clint. And right now, coming into today, their lead is a 2-game lead. Right now, as we speak, the Mariners are playing the White Sox, and that game is tied right now. Chicago has tied it. The Mariners were up 2-0. Chicago is now tied at 2-2 in the seventh inning. So this thing could get even tighter, Clint, as the Mariners are looking to gain a half a game on the Astros as they are playing one of the worst teams in baseball, looking for a sweep against the Chicago White Sox. So things are tightening up, and they are headed to Yankee Stadium. And this should be – this is why I think this is a big series, Clint. This should be exactly what they want. Playing a team that's been struggling in the Yankees a little bit, and they've got the first two games of that series, Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez pitching. And that, when you get those two in the same series, Clint, and you are now getting chased and the Mariners are right there with you and the Rangers aren't far behind, you got to start winning these series when you have those two guys out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a no doubt about it. I mean, Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez have to be great down the stretch here as the Astros try to fend off the Mariners and the Rangers. So, you know, and you got the Yankees and I think get the Red Sox on the backside of that. So you've got a 6-game stretch here that you need to win more than you lose. That's for damn sure. We'll see if they can hold them off for a couple more weeks.
Hopefully Hunter Brown can continue to do what he did in his last start. It's been a kind of an up and down, I'd say a couple starts prior to the break, and then all the way through it's been a bit up and down, but his last start he went 7 innings and gave up 1 run and somehow lost. But he went 7 innings. And the hope is he can continue to do what he's been doing. And the bats woke up in that series against the Marlins, and that is the hope that the Astros can continue to roll with that. But they're off today in New York, probably having a time. Maybe somebody called a Broadway show. Probably not. Framber not pitching today. Yep, he's getting one fully dressed. He's not pitching today or tomorrow. He's 2 days away. Oh, yeah. He's out in a New York bar. Nah, he's probably, where is he at? Maybe somewhere where there's got to be some Hispanic spot where he is.
Oh, hold
he
on,
is
so.
Rolling hard right there. He just probably kicked it with Juan Soto somewhere. He's out.
He definitely got Juan's spot.
The guy is drunk.
Where we at?
He got a bandana around his, he seemed like he got a bandana around them dreads. Them fake dreads, by the way. The bandana around that bad boy. Letting it rip. All right, that is the latest there. They'll get booed mercifully as they head to New York to face the Yankees.
5 o'clock fire.
We talked about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He was not alone, Clint. This is a big injury. As we talked about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I think this is one of those injuries for this team that affects how they want to do things. The Chargers and Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater was carted off with a leg injury. L.A. Chargers Pro Bowl left tackle left Thursday's practice on a medical cart with apparent left leg injury. He was blocking outside linebacker during a team drill, but Slater began collapsing before Tuipulotu rushed him and immediately grabbed his left leg. Slater was down with an athletic trainer for a few minutes as safety Derwin James and Denzel Perryman prayed. Eventually, Slater, unable to put weight on the leg, was helped to his feet by trainers and teammates. That one, to me, for the Chargers, their left tackle, that one I would say would be a bigger deal than what C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Not to diminish C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but their tackles are a big deal. They got the rookie they drafted and Alt over there, and then they have Slater, those bookends. This would change how they have to do things.
Yeah, that's one of the top tackles in the league and can run it and pass protect. And so yeah, that's a huge loss. I mean, that is a big, besides their quarterback, I mean, you can argue that that's as big a loss as anybody on the offense. And so maybe the little receiver that they got,
Lab McConkey, maybe Khalil Mack, but maybe that's up there.
Yeah, I mean on the offensive side of football. Yeah. Defensively, that's a different animal, but yeah. Offensively.
Yeah, and that's a team that the Texans are in the same mix and category as the Chargers right there in that. And a lot of people believe the Chargers are a team that may win the West, that may jump the Chiefs and win the West this year. It just sounds eerily similar to what we're hearing about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Unable to put weight on it.
Yep.
Unable to walk on it. What do you do with him if he can't get up?
Like, big boy? Call for help.
Like, what's the move?
Got to get some sort of pulley system.
No, you go get the guard in the center that he plays next to.
Say, yeah, hey, they fellas, got to go get it.
Hey, need a little help over here. It's a lot of beef.
Got to really work smarter, not harder in that position.
I mean, myself, would you say, what happens when Flozell Adams breaks his leg and he can't get up?
He's easy to get under. He's easy to get leverage on. You just got to bend your knees.
Pause.
Coming up, we'll get you guys paid as Tyler's had a pretty good week. Pretty good week for the
all
most
part. All green, you're damn right.
All green all week, so he's rolling. He's hot. He missed them Royals yesterday, but that's all right. He's hot. He'll win you some money as we move it up a little bit early. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up next.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
You did it!
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
By the way, I heard Paige is having some competition on the old the ladies. The ladies golf.
There is no competition.
There is a young lady who is trying to come for her crown in the
OnlyFans golf reporter.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Is Paige having OnlyFans?
I don't know, but there's a lot of, she's missing. Yeah. She's leaving a lot of money on the table, if not.
Yeah, I guess it's very possible.
Yeah, let me look who it is. I'm surprised Tyler doesn't know it.
I do not know of this lady. I'll do some research, but I find it very hard to believe that lovely lady I just heard saying, I'm the best producer in the world, that she's going to beat her out.
What's her name? Paige something starts with an S, isn't it?
Saranac?
Yeah. Speronic.
Paige Speronic. With the lovely, lovely.
Yeah, there was a young lady who was coming for the crown. I saw a story on it.
That is bold.
Almost sent it to you, but
that's a bold ass.
Well, maybe I shouldn't do that to Tyler.
Talk about barrel fire sports takes right there. Coming for the throne of old Paige and her sexy.
And I remember reading it, thinking, "Damn, I didn't know she had, like, what's the throne? Like, what does she have the throne of?"
When we had her on the show in. It's from Super Bowl Radio Row.
And she said I was the best producer ever, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You won't let us forget that. Neither what, were you more impressed or were you like, eh?
Oh, if you answer a certain way, I'm going to be so freaking pissed with you guys.
I was impressed.
Good.
I was a good level of impressed.
I was about to smack you in the head.
Yeah, and I mean, I just seen some pictures there, and I mean,
send them to me.
She put together the outfit to kind of get and play the role that she was playing there, and it wasn't bad.
For Happy Gilmore too.
Good for her. Was she in that?
Yeah. She played the Dick's Sporting Goods like girl that helped Happy get fitted for some new clubs.
Yeah,
looking great, obviously. Unless New Girl's recoil is anywhere near hers, I find it hard to believe that we're going to be seeing her dethroned, I must say.
Who is it?
That boy said recoil.
Who's the new girl?
I'm trying to find her. I'm trying to find this story.
That's all about the recoil, bro.
Yeah, that is. Let me see if I can find this thing. By the way, coming up,
who's
here,
got the best recoil, Tyler?
Okay, yeah, Tyler's got
it's close between Kate Upton, Joy Taylor.
I've never noticed Joy Taylor's recoil. I mean, I've noticed the cans, obviously, but I don't think I've ever noticed the recoil.
There it is. Yeah.
Make you think you're watching a boomerang.
Yeah, somebody's challenging her in the golf space right there.
Brecky Hill?
But,
is that what that says?
Yeah,
Brecky.
Brecky.
B-R-E-C-K-I-E. Brecky
like
Hill.
Like Breggy, but C-K?
Yeah,
Brecky.
There you go.
So really not like.
I missed the back end of your list there. Did your girl that was recently had a child, was she on there? Because that is one that
that
so yeah, Walking Bets.
What is that chick's name?
That's a factor in this matter.
I mean, well, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're focusing on recoil, that
damn right I am.
That chick is in a league of her own.
Who?
Walking Betts.
Walking
Betts.
Taylor. I don't
even
know her name.
Taylor Mathis. Now she is a Mount Rushmore of recoil.
There's not a recoil that I've seen in the sporting world for damn sure.
No lies detected.
That it can compare. If I'm being completely honest with you,
she is something, my friend. But no, I would have to say Miss Kate Upton probably is like them videos back in the day of her on the runway. That's probably top of all the recoils.
Wow. I mean,
the more you know, Drive Family.
I mean 85 Skinamax. I mean, what's that, 30 years ago? That's 40 years ago.
I was one.
I mean, I was 7, 8, 9-ish. I mean, that is the Skinamax stuff, man. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I never thought about the recoil.
Yeah.
I think about it every day.
Well, I can tell you do. I've never personally thought about it.
We just had a top five recoil.
I've seen it. Again, I've greatly appreciated it.
Tyler,
I
want you to think of that list at some point, man. You do your little...
I'll have it for you tomorrow on a Friday if you want.
What, your top recoil?
Yeah. What time you want to do it? Let's tease this bitch.
Well, I just gave away the...
Nah, that's my list, winner. Bro. I'll surprise you.
Hey. Well, I mean, it's garbage if she ain't one.
Hey, slow down.
I don't make
slow
garbage
down,
lists,
cowboy.
Son.
He said,
"Real bad cowboy."
He said, "I'll have it ready for tomorrow. What time you want to do it? Let's tease this."
I'm dead ass serious. What time you want to do it?
No, I know. I think it's clear.
Let's do it at like the back end of the second segment tomorrow.
Text line. No, hell with that. We're coming right out with it. Nobody's
hell
going to
yeah.
top. Paige Sporanic or something. I don't know, man.
Oh man, I'm excited about this project now for tomorrow.
Taylor,
hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but there's some.
Tyler sends them on the regular, and there's one queen. There's one number one.
You just might be right, because Miss Mathis knows what she's doing.
I've never had a serious conversation about recoil, and it's a shame because you're right. It is a thing. It is a beautiful thing, but
do you feel like you should have been having more conversations about this?
No, I think I've appreciated the women's anatomy. There's not a better recoil. There's not a bigger. There's not a bigger, more obvious, more natural recoil on the. It's unbelievable.
It's like you're philosophizing right now.
I don't know. If there's anybody out there that's appreciated the female anatomy as much as I have in my life.
Working against gravity has never looked so damn
good,
man.
I've never viewed it as recoil as a classification. But you're right, Tyler. It is one.
Thank you, sir. Glad to open up some eyes out there.
Back to the original point.
I'll do some research on the original golf girl you brought up, though. Cool. My bad.
Yeah. He said there's one queen. There's one leader in the clubhouse. You need to see something.
If there's one better, I want to see it. If there's one that's even that you feel confident and comfortable to bring to my attention.
Like, you don't even think this one's close to the other names that he's brought up.
Mm-mm. In the sporting world? Yeah. No.
Be listening tomorrow about 2:10 p.m. right here.
There's not.
The Drive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if there's one that's equipped.
I mean, there's got to be one out there equipped. But it's
in
about,
the sporting
but,
world.
But yeah,
in
but
the
I don't know if I can.
That,
I don't know if we can find them.
I mean, I'll cast the net wide. Just she's got to talk sports.
I mean, it feels like searching for the lost city of Atlantis. Like, I mean, you got a chance, but it's
these games
not
start
likely
in 9 minutes. Can we get your best bet? Because you two get to go on
recoil,
straight faced.
You know,
now I'm playing a part. I am showing some of the potential candidates, but. What is your best bets? He's on the march. He's been in the green all week.
3 days, baby.
So it's
three green days.
It's time to ride with him.
That's right. You're going to want to tail because I like to think three straight green days. I like to think that deserves and has earned the label of a heater. Would you guys agree?
Heater? On a roll.
Okay.
I think Heater
I was genuinely
is,
asking.
Heater's a
okay.
little deep. I think Heater's got to be more.
So we're on the precipice.
If you're not sending pictures of your earnings multiple days in a row, it's not a heater.
Yeah, it's not a heater.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
That's good. You're on a roll.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
I was busy last night, though. I actually meant to send y'all what I made.
But
Five best bets. We had five last night around baseball, and we're hitting a damn good amount of these bets this week. So five more. It's between two baseball games today because one of those two is starting here at 5:40 in just a second. The other one a little later. But all bets between these two. First off, Reds. The Reds are traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. I got three bets in that ballgame for you. First, I got the Reds plus a run and a half. I have the Reds also. I have never seen the Astros have this line set for their team total on an over-under. Reds, Cincy, over 2.5 runs for their team tonight at odds of only minus 135 as they take on the Pirates. And lastly in that game, the over in general for the game, over 6.5 runs in that one at minus 125. And then the two bets for the Braves and Marlins game tonight. We just saw the Marlins playing the Astros. I got the Braves plus 1.5 in that one. And I have the Braves team total as well. There's a set over 3.5. I'm on that over 3.5 runs for Atlanta as they take on the Marlins. Those are your five best bets. They are posted on my Twitter at @TMillRealDeal if you missed any of them.
Yeah, yeah. And that Reds-Pirates get started at 5:40, so you might want to jump on that. Paul Skeens has to be pitching tonight, right?
I looked and I can't remember.
Yeah, he is. I was going to say, 2.5?
He ain't no Hunter Brown, but he's good.
And a run, 2.5? That's got to be why the Reds' run total is low. I mean, I would still think I got to mess with that, though.
Hell yeah, bro. You get two singles in the first and a bomb.
Like, he doesn't routinely go 9. So, I mean, I would think he is the only thing going. It feels like to me, if I remember right, the Pirates' bullpen can be had. So I think that's definitely one.
That's right.
That's hard to pass up. That's
you
a low
almost
total.
Talked me into it. Ryan.
That's a low total.
Keep the green days coming.
You almost talked me into it.
Let's see.
I'm not falling for it.
What's the most Paul Skeens is going in a game? Because I don't think he's not a routine. Like his last two start, Paul's going 5-5-6-6.
He's emptying the tank.
He has not gone over 6 innings since June 8th.
That's too much.
I just got floors done.
That's
I
right.
Mean, I just got doors done.
That's right. Floors and floors done. Floors and doors, baby.
I got one part of it done. I got the floors done. Our doors done. I got to get the floors. So nah, man, I can't put. Okay, I ain't got nothing on it.
So floors, doors, and.
I didn't, man.
Where you put you?
I don't know. You fill in the blank on that one.
All right, Recoil, fellas, coming up as we continue rolling through a big night and I think potentially a night, if you're a Texans fan, to watch potential opponent coming up. We'll discuss what that means coming up next.
You motorboat son of a bitch.
Where's your hometown?
Port Arthur, Texas, home of UGK. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, hopefully you got in on those best bets as that Reds game starting up at 5:40. Hopefully you got a chance to get in as Tyler is trying to continue his all green streak to end this week. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Final day up in West Virginia. They'll let you know what it is that you need to know. And obviously the big news of the day, CJ Gardner-Johnson. Again, if you are just joining us and you have no idea, in practice today, the new safety they acquired in the Kenyon Green trade from the Eagles won a championship last year. CJ Gardner-Johnson carted off with an apparent knee injury. By the way, Clint, we talked about Slater, Clint, Chargers offensive tackle Rashawn Slater, who just signed a 4-year, $113 million extension last month. He's having a season-ending injury. Ruptured patella tendon is what that was today. Ooh. So that's a really bad injury for football players, offensive linemen, too.
Hurts just thinking about it, Chief.
Yeah, yeah. So that is that injury there. So Rashawn Slater, he is definitely out for the season. We do not know what the outcome is for CJ Gardner-Johnson. That has not been reported as of yet, but we will certainly let you know there. Did not look great. Was not able to put any weight on it. Very similar to Slater, and was carted off. Last we heard, he will get an MRI done, and then we'll know more after that. Remembering also following that, Area 45, they've got this thing, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, the best late night show in all of Houston. So stay tuned for that. Area 45 jumps on behind the fellas from Texans All Access. So stay tuned for that. By the way, you were picking games. The Colorado Rockies have flat out quit this year. Did you see them yesterday?
I did not. What happened?
They lost 20-1.
Why are we not betting against them?
Talk about bell to ass.
They lost 45-6 in the three-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. They kicked off the series by losing 15-1 at home, and then followed it up with a closer 10-4 ball game, and then got beat by two touchdowns and two field goals.
Maybe even a safety in
20-1. The Blue Jays set a franchise record 63 hits in a three-game series, the most in a three-game series since 1900. 45-6 in Denver. But, I mean, they can't get these 40 games out fast enough. I mean, you know what? And I want to know, if they had more than 15,000 people out there at those games, I remember they went out there and sold out that Rockies-White Sox game where they had over 40,000 every single day. These people need they had 21 almost 22,000 at that damn game last night.
Well, it's great weather out there. It's a great time of year to be in.
Nah, man, you got to stop at some point. 25. They've had over 25,000 every one of the games in this series. A Monday night, you lose 15-1. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. They're just going out there. I mean, are they selling weed in the stadium?
Maybe.
Man, Aaron, at some point, man, you ain't getting my money. I'm sorry. At some point, they are loyal, boy. They deserve something. You gotta be kidding me. 45-6 in a three-game series.
I mean, we got a standing bet every time they play.
No, seriously, that should be. Rockies every time. Does that not even care? That's you don't care. You can't come off 15-1 game, 10-4, and then just let 20-1 get away from you. It just can't be. This can't be.
You can if 20,000 is going to come watch it. I mean, they'll be playing the Savannah Bananas before you know it.
There ain't enough Coors Light at Coors Field for me to sit up in there.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one, man.
Like, at what point do you, like, it is, and I don't think it got, I got to see when did this lead get out. How bad did this thing get? Because, I'm not sitting there for it to get to 20. There, I mean, if what was it, 10-1, 10-0? At some point, I'm getting up. I'm getting my happy ass up staying out there. I mean, they got to be kidding me. 20. All right, so they started off slow here. That's not bad. That's the worst part. They got 8 runs in the ninth, Clint. So
they kept them hanging around.
It was 3-1 after 4. 3-1 after 4.
Yeah, them jokers got to be handing out gummies at the ticket booth, man. They got to. I mean, see, like – I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only thing that'd make me not look at the scoreboard. Just sit up there and have a good old, hey, just sit up there. Yeah, gummies and heartburn pills. Hey, man, I just sit up there and eat and laugh my ass off. You better, hey, they better be hitting some gummies.
Yeah, man, that is crazy. I mean, they have just quit. By the way, preseason football starts tonight, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Colts are playing. Anthony Richardson, by the way, I've already watched video of him. He's warming up. He's completed all the passes.
He looks good.
Warm-ups. Yeah, he's completely.
What time's that game?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Well, we're gonna miss it most.
Shane Steichen says that Anthony Richardson will get the first quarter and a half before Daniel Jones takes over. So they are in a battle right now. I know I heard a couple of weeks ago Shane Steichen say that it was neck and neck, but everything that most people are saying right now is that Anthony Richardson is the one who has looked like the better quarterback.
Here's the thing is Anthony Richardson would have to look like more than just better than Daniel Jones. Yeah. Like this is clearly
you mean for him to have a chance?
Yeah.
To?
Yeah. I mean, you can't fall for the Anthony Richardson okie doke once again. Like he's always gonna be the sex and you're on watch practice and be like, boy, did you see that ball come off his hand, man? Look how far he threw it, man. Look how fast he is, look how big he is. He's always gonna win that battle. And if you keep falling for that okie doke, then it's shame on you. He has to outplay Daniel Jones by a country mile for him to be my starting quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because it's not about Daniel. I mean, like you get like Daniel Jones, then like we expect you to not turn the football over, let's stay ahead of the chains, be a little two-way threat right there. We can run a little bit of the we can run the ball a little bit with you there, make good decisions, and maybe we can go win some ball games. Anthony Richardson is a guy like if you're going to be out there, you've got to be a major threat. I mean, that's never going to change. That's the two approaches with these two quarterbacks. You got slow, steady, easy, stay out of trouble, run an efficient offense, keep the team above the chains, no negative plays, don't lose the ball game. And then you've got a guy that you feel like can go win playoff games for you. And then a guy that has a talent to go win playoff games for you goes out there and messes the bed again and can't read or anticipate.
He will
or
get you, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's the reality of who he is right now.
Look at this.
It is sexy, ain't it?
And he's just on the move effortlessly.
I will say this, Ron.
He will trick my ass.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. I don't like what Shane Steichen was asking him to do before. Yeah. Now, that may have been because of the injuries. It may have been, I don't know. Maybe they thought he could do some other things. Maybe he fooled them. Like, he has the ability to play a style of quarterback that should dumb the game down at a level where he can just go ball. That's the value. That's the luxury you have when you got a guy like that. And it was like they weren't playing to that strength for some reason. If they play to that strength, Anthony Richardson can be a problem. But the okie doke of naming a starter and thinking he's better than somebody, that's going to happen.
Do you think? Because I do think right now as they're battling, I think it is a, at least for Anthony, mm-hmm. I think it is a good sign for him that he's starting right off the bat. Like I'm not saying it guarantees that he is going to be the starter week one, but I do think clearly he is, and I don't know if Shane Steichen is thinking the way you are, but clearly he's done something enough to say, all right, man, you have played and performed at a rate in which you are the one who goes out first.
Yeah.
You're the one who's going with the ones. Because he's going a quarter and a half, according to that. I mean, I don't think Quentin Nelson and the gang and them are going to be out there two quarters. So it looks like Daniel Jones is going to be playing with the twos.
Well, yeah.
So
I do think that I would have bet this is flipped next week. I bet regardless of what happens this week, I bet it's flipped next week. And you see Daniel with the ones and Anthony with the twos. And then you see kind of how that unfolds. Now, unless Anthony Richardson goes out there and just steals the show and does the things play in, play out that you expect an NFL quarterback to do, not just the highlight reel type stuff, then we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But look, I make that point. Like I do not like what Shane Steichen was asking him to do last year. Now it's on the quarterback.
Because we all expected him to do what Jalen Hurts. We expected to watch a lot of that.
Even if it's a health deal. You know, and that's the reason you don't want to run Anthony Richardson and turn around and hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor. You were gashing us up the middle in that first drive. Then for some reason, you kept pulling the ball out and asking him to do run RPOs and read the defense and throw into a crowded defensive backfield. Like it just didn't make sense what they were asking him to do. In my opinion, it didn't make sense.
No, I'm with that. The end of the half, my man went. All right, that we got the ball inside our own 10. Under 2 minutes left, pretty tight ball game right now. He came out firing it to Jalen Petrie for a pick six.
Yep, yep. None of it made sense. Like, none of it. If you look at it and go, I'm going to play to this kid's strengths. He's a young player. I'm going to put him in position to not have to make a ton of decisions. I'm going to play to his strength in a sense of letting his legs be a part of what they have to defend. And then they go out there and ask him to just stand back in the pocket and dissect the defense. A D'Amico Ryans defense, by the way. And so just that's not who Anthony Richardson is at this point in his career. And ultimately, it's not who Anthony Richardson should ever have to be in his career, given the way his legs. It's interesting. So that is a piece of this, I would imagine.
Yeah, I want to So I am interested. He is one of the more interesting players to me in how that scenario works out, him and Daniel Jones to roll there, because I know Daniel Jones is, which is crazy, by the way. Daniel Jones is a guy who can be a bit pick heavy, a guy who can make mistakes, but he's the level headed one in here because Anthony Richardson has had so many issues with accuracy, with not turning the ball over and hurting his team, that Daniel Jones, it's almost ignored some of the stuff that he has done in the past to put himself in the situation where he's lost out on a starting job with the Giants. So should be an interesting one tonight as they'll play the Ravens. The Ravens aren't probably – they're traditionally known not to play their starters. So we'll see. But it'll be one to watch to see who wins that job. I know you, Clint, you think they're the team that will finish in second place behind.
I do. I do.
The Texans. So that's one to watch. Anthony Richardson getting the ball tonight. Texans All Access coming up after us. And then Area 45 following them from 7 to 11. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Sean Pendergast for joining us. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. It's gonna be
a lovely day. I'm a huge fan. I never thought about the recoil.
I think about it every day.
Well, I can tell you do. I've never personally thought about it.
We just had a top five recoil.
I've seen it again. I've greatly appreciated it.
I want you to
what your top recoil?
Yeah. What time you want to do it? Let's tease this bitch.
Well, I just gave away the damn.
He said
real bad cowboy.
Texas home of UGK. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Oh, King Ding-a-ling in there.